This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Justine Clarke would have to be one of Australia's most versatile performers, adored by parents and preschoolers for her role on Play School and her cheerful collections of kids' music DVDs. She's also a serious actress who starred in films like Look Both Ways with William McGuinness, and she's appeared in numerous TV shows, including her role as Rue on Home and Away, not to mention her theatre credits and her earlier career as a jazz singer. Well, Justine Clarke, it's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
We're going to have to start with Play School. I've got lots of mums listening now. It's such an Australian institution, and I've got to say, such a godsend to parents because it is guilt-free television. I'm sure you've been asked this many times, but is it as fun as it looks?
It is. I'm happy to say it absolutely is. I've been there for 11 years now, and yeah, I love it just as much now as I always did. It's great fun.
How did you get the part?
Every now and again, every few years, they re-audition people and have, you know, small sessions where they select a few people to come in and have a test. And that just my number happened to come up, which is, it's a little bit of the luck of the draw.
So. And did you have any intention of sort of staying on for 11 years?
No, I didn't. I mean, I was just happy to get the gig, and I don't have a great track record of serious television, staying very long on serious television. So I wasn't expecting that I would, you know, be continually asked back. But I adore it.
Mm. It seems obvious that you are talking to kids when you're doing it, but obviously you probably haven't had kids the whole time, have you?
Well, no, not when I auditioned, but pretty soon I was pregnant, I think about a year after, about a year after I got the job. So most of the time I've been doing it, I've had kids. But, yeah, I had always wanted to do it from when I was, you know, 17. So.
Yeah, it sort of comes across that you're really talking, you know, to the children one-on-one. I know that Karen Pang has sometimes said that she struggles with being identified as the Play School girl. Do you ever find that it's a bit hard to bust out of?
It's actually the first time I've been really at ease with sort of, you know, meeting people in the street and talking to them about my work. I usually feel quite embarrassed about it, but for some reason with Play School, I think it's got partly to do with being proud of it. No, you know, not that I haven't been of other things, but that it's such a cultural institution and because the fan base are, you know, so appreciative, and I do actually see it's worth, you know, it's sort of palpable. It's worth and its place in the lives of preschoolers.
Yeah, it's certainly been times in our household where that's the only TV show that I've let my daughter watch. Do you let your kids watch it out of interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? We should talk about your film career, which started back in 1984 as Anna Goanna in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, when you were really just a child yourself. What was that experience like?
Well, it was quite a fantastic experience for a young or juvenile actor. That was a very big budget at the time for an Australian film, the likes of which we'd never seen in the country before. And so just the sheer scale of it was a wonderful thing to be a part of, because, you know, every department was, you know, really big, and they had a lot of pre-production time, and we had a lot of pre-rehearsal, you know, pre-shoot rehearsal time. So we had a sort of luxurious amount of time, actually, to work on our story, our backstory, and the story of these children who were called the Crack in the Earth kids. So, and when we had to create quite an extensive and detailed community of people who had been living in this crack in the earth. So we did months and months of acting workshops with a wonderful director called George Ogilvie before we even started shooting, and then shooting went on for a very long time. So it took up probably about a year of our lives. And was,
did it give you the acting bug then, or did you already have it?
I already had it. I've had it since I was, you know, even younger than that. You know, I've been acting professionally since I was 7, so I was a bit of an old hand even by the time I was 12.
Yeah. I mean, you've had lots of film roles, thinking of, you know, Japanese Story and Bootman and Danny Jecter, but to me, I guess the standout one is Look Both Ways, partly because it is a leading role, but just a great script as well. Did you jump at that when you saw the script?
Yeah, I did. It's not often you read a script that sort of, I mean, she had such a deft hand, I think, at writing And that screenplay, what was read on the page was pretty much what you saw on screen. That's a rare thing too, to be able to translate for a writer-director and a first-time writer-director to translate what their ideas from the page onto the screen so succinctly and precisely. She was, I just think she's enormously talented, Sarah Watt, and I was, you know, desperate for that role.
Now, you're also in the thick of, I guess, your Great Big World concert tour, and you've got your new DVD out, so how's that all going?
It's been fantastic fun. We've been to, already South Australia, WA and Queensland, and just had an absolute ball, really. It's just so much fun, really, really fun.
Well, so often I think DVDs for kids, they look like they're slapped together. You know, they have these really obvious blue screens and cheesy spinning graphics. But what I love about your DVDs is that they, you know, they've been put together with real, they look like they've been put together with real thought and creativity. And I find it actually more respectful to children because it's really crafted. Was that something that you were consciously wanting to do to make something that would be just really beautiful?
Yeah, absolutely. We having watched a lot of kids' DVDs,
which were remain nameless.
before I made, I like to sing. I and going to a lot of kids' shows. I often felt that that preschool has got a bit of a raw deal.
I feel that too. Yeah,
and I really, really wanted to make something of, you know, as high a standard as I could, given, you know, the constraints of making content. But I was very aware that I wanted it to be as rich and as stimulating as the music is. You know, I mean, that's really where it's come from is these great songs, and I wanted to do them justice as much as possible and really focus the whole thing on the music.
Something that I hear a lot of parents say is that your music isn't irritating. So often kids' music is irritating, but yours is actually quite, it's got a bit of a jazzy style to it, and it's nice for adults to listen to as well.
Well, let's face it, I don't know about you, but I listen to more kids' music than adult music. I mean, not so much now, my kids are just out of that age, except my little baby's one, so he's just starting to listen to.
Yeah, well, especially in the car, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even in the car now, it's basically what the kids' choice. But for years, it was kids' music, and so you know you're going to listen to it over and over and over again. You know they're going to have their favourite song, and you want to make that as easy on the ear as you can.
I also find that your songs are fairly easy to sing along with as well. Like, you know, I sing along with my daughter with the It's My Birthday Today, and I can actually hit the notes, you know, which is nice.
Well, I think I've got a pretty low voice, which is probably, like most mums, your voice drops a little bit after you have kids. And so I sing, I'm sort of an alto, even probably lower than an alto. And so, yeah, for mums, it's a good key. I'm not so sure if it's great for kids. Sometimes they've got to just sing down. but they don't seem to mind. Not at the shows. They sing their hearts out. It's wonderful.
How do you juggle the whole motherhood career thing? I mean, every mother has this challenge, but your situation's probably, you're probably working, you know, a lot.
Yeah, just sort of on a week-by-week basis, and a lot of communication between my husband and a lot of help from my family members.
Do you find it hard though?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I really do, yeah. It works sometimes, and when it works, it's great, but it doesn't always work. And it can be, that's probably the most challenging thing. And the most, I guess, you know, your life becomes about, logistics and how you're going to get someone from somewhere, and those 2 hours where nobody can pick up somebody, and you've got to try and find somebody else. It really is a juggle. It's true.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, it seems as though you're still enjoying your work. That's certainly how it comes across, anyway.
I think that's really important, and if I'm not enjoying it, then you know it's time to give it up. Especially singing and playing music for preschoolers, because it requires a lot of energy, and you need to have, you know, the energy of inspiration in order to jump around on stage for that long. And I've certainly got it. I really do just adore it.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the Great Big World concert. I'm going to come to the Sydney Uni one, and I look forward to it very much, and my daughter's very excited.
Oh, good. Well, dancing shoes.
Yeah. So Justine Clarke is touring at the moment with her Great Big World tour and DVD, as well as the other gazillion creative pursuits that she's in. If you want to find out more, it's justineclarke.com.au. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.